Time for a check on sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And we'll start off with the baseball news. Opening day has been canceled. All right? Opening day has been canceled. Both sides failed to reach an agreement. Major League Baseball made their final offer about 90 minutes before the 5 p.m. deadline yesterday. And so that was their best and final offer following 9 straight days of negotiations. It was rejected. Quoting here, "My deepest hope is we can get an agreement quickly. I'm really disappointed we did not make an agreement. The calendar dictates that we are not going to be able to play the first 2 series of the regular season. Those games are now officially canceled." They did make progress, but the players were not happy with the final offer from the league. Quoting here, "Not a particularly productive day today." This will be, hard to believe, the 9th work stoppage in Major League Baseball history, the 4th that causes the regular season games to be canceled. Past stoppages were based on issues like a salary cap, free agent compensation, and pensions. This one pretty much solely over money. All right. So Major League Baseball, the first couple of games have been canceled. All right. What else is up? The Cubs' Marcus Stroman and others are ripping the Major League Baseball commissioner. Quote, "Too many dinosaurs controlling the game." Let's move on to the NFL. The NFL's competition committee is considering changing overtime rules. Buffalo Bills brought this up. On Tuesday, more than a month after enduring the crushing ABC divisional round loss without ever touching the ball, the Bills general manager threw his support behind a proposal to change the league's postseason rules. The competition committee could field multiple proposals during the week's meetings at the annual NFL's scouting combine in Indianapolis. There's more than the Bills jumping on board, though. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Right now, if you get the opening possession and you score a touchdown, the other team does not get a chance to even touch the ball. All right. So that is a football story for this morning. What else do we have here? I guess we can go to NBA basketball. The Dallas Mavericks blew a big lead, but they rallied to hold off the Lakers 109-104 in Los Angeles. The Nets lost again. The Raptors got their second straight win, 109-108. They are just really struggling. Unbelievable. The Avalanche beat the Islanders 5-3 last night. And that's all I've got in hockey. What else is up? Let's see here. David Duval, who played great years ago. He made his 3rd PGA Tour champion start in Tucson. It's chapter number 2 in his playing career. He's off to a very slow roll. And Zach Johnson has been hired as the U.S. Ryder Cup champion in golf. Golf. And looking around here, I don't really see anything else that catches my eye at this moment in sports. So that is our check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.